Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, pretty baby, since you left me, I have been feeling oh so blue. I always thought that you would love me. I don't know what I should do.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome again to another wonderful episode of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I'm your host, Maria Wall. And once again, this evening, we will have a wonderful, wonderful discussion with a very interesting lady who has a very wonderful story. Tonight, our special guest is Ms. Alice McCall. She is the author of the book Wellness and Wisdom, a reference book for natural health and healing. This book was inspired by her journey with breast cancer. And with this being Breast Cancer Month, of course, how befitting that we would have Alice as our guest. And I'm going to add a little bit more to this to tell you that, as I promised, for all of my guests, whenever I tour, I take their books with me. And last month, of course, was our Women's Summit for Domestic Violence. And, of course, Alice, her book was there and on display. And we had a lot of people who were very interested in the book. So this was a no-brainer that I had to contact Alice right away and have her as a guest on my show. And just so that you can learn a little more about Alice, I'm going to read directly from her book, her short bio. Alice McCall holds a B.S. in psychology and an MBA. She is a certified hypnotherapist, Reiki 1 and 2 practitioner, and quantum touch practitioner. Ms. McCall has a successful career in transformational energy healing, spiritual counseling, and inspirational speaking. Her passion is to help others heal using the entire mind, body, spirit, emotional spectrum. Her specialty is serious health issues and disease. Her numerous articles are published in many national and local publications, and her internet radio program has been labeled a breath of fresh air. She offers CDs, phone sessions, retreats, and educational workshops. Ms. McCall lives in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, with her Yorkshire Terrier, Kita. She is currently working on her next book, and she attributes all success from her practice to the healing presence of God. And with that said, we're going to welcome Ms. Alice McCall to our show.
Thanks, Maria. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for being here. I am so excited that you were able to come on and such short notice, because, as I stated, your book was on display at my last function, and so many people they just wanted to take the book, and I said, no, this is my copy. I said, I promise you I will have Alice on the show as soon as possible. so that they can hear it from you personally. And hopefully we'll get a lot of their, well, not even close to their questions answered, but we're going to touch on quite a bit.
Great.
And, oh, my goodness, I said earlier when we were conversing that I keep going through your book and I keep finding something else that, oh, gosh, I'm going to use or try or, you know, look into further. And, you know, just tell us a little bit about, you know, I understand that this book was inspired by your journey with breast cancer. And, of course, as I told you earlier, I think that we should end the show with a little bit more in-depth look at that, because this book is chock full of so much information that people need to hear that, you know, I really do want us to talk about quite a bit that, you know, I've just come across alone. And, of course, people who've left me with questions for you. But tell me a little bit about your journey, because even that itself, you know, everything that you do just seems so fascinating to me.
Well, my journey has been going on for a long time, and I guess my journey in this health area started a long time ago, healing myself of health issues before I had the diagnosis of breast cancer and learning the craft and the skill I have today. And if you're interested, I can talk about that. But the book is inspired directly from me being diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007, ductal carcinoma, progesterone and estrogen receptive 10 o'clock was exactly what I had. And I know you want to end the talk talking about that, but in essence, what was frustrating to me is there was no one place for me to source information or even just two or three sources. For me to look for what I needed to know to work in a holistic manner to heal myself, which is what I've done successfully without medical intervention, besides using my own skills as an energy healer, which I want to talk about in tonight's show, I had to do a lot of research, and it was tedious, and it was a lot of work, and the whole time I was going through it, I kept thinking to myself, you know, when this is all over, I really need to share with others what I learned, make it easier on other people, because everything I learned, Maria, as you and I have talked about earlier, is good for maintaining your health, staying healthy, as well as preventing disease, as well as healing disease. It's not just for breast cancer, although it was inspired by my journey with breast cancer. So right. The book, you're not the first person that says, every time I pick it up, I find something else that I can use. I've heard that a lot. And it makes me feel good because that was my goal. When I first found out about my health issue and my diagnosis, I was filled with fear like everyone would be and just was sort of numb for quite a while. But when I pulled myself together, I set the intention that I would be guided to know how to heal myself successfully so that I could be an inspiration for others and share what I learned. And this book that I wrote and this interview that I'm having and other talks that I have are all part of that manifestation of that intention I set, because that's what's coming out of it besides my successful healing. You know, someone else could say, gee, I'd like to intend that I heal myself so that I can be happy and joyful or be able to be with my family or whatever. But for some reason, that is what passionately came out of me as my intention. And we all know that all follows intention, and this is what it's all about. So I'm excited to share whatever you want to talk about here tonight.
Oh, my goodness. And I am just, you know, equally excited for us to just jump right into this. I mean, you just cover so much in your book that for me, one of the things that stood out for me in the book was, I believe it was page 28, healing from the inside out.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, the illustrations that you did, you know, are so profound, I think, for me, because, you know, I can almost feel everything, the energy and the you know, exactly what you were trying to relay. It's just there. And, it was page 28 when you started healing from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to talk a little bit about the fact that you used color in your healing journey.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I noticed that, well, I play the piano and, you know, I do a lot of things. I write. But I noticed that when I'm in a depressed mood, I use a lot of lower keys when I'm playing, or darker colors when I'm drawing, or, you know, everything is just, it really does reflect my mood.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never really looked into the fact of color as a healing process, other than I believe a few years ago I saw some special on TV and it said certain colors will lift your spirit. So, you know, I painted my bedroom like a certain color of light green to try to make it a more calming place. And but after that, you know, it just left me.
Mm-hmm.
So for a moment, explain to us about the use of colors
mm-hmm.
in that journey.
Okay. And let me just step back so that there's a context for the discussion. In the stepping back to talk about healing from the inside out, and then I'll move into
right.
the use of color. The reason right. why I use that phrase, healing from the inside out, is to me, Maria, that is the most important thing for us to do when we have a health mm-hmm. issue, an emotional issue, an unwanted life pattern in our life or disease, is to look within and see what are we holding on to that's causing it, because everything is connected, our mind, our body, our spirit, and our emotion. And if you look in the dictionary, the definition of healing, to heal, means to become whole. And the wholeness mm-hmm. of us is the way God made us, mind, body, spirit, and emotion. And most of us, in all of our practices, whether they be traditional medicine or holistic, focus on the body and the symptoms of the body, but not the cause. And the cause for my work that I do as a transformational energy healer, which I've done for a number of years now, there's always a buried negative thought or emotion inside that's the root cause of a health issue, because when we hold on to a negative thought or emotion, it gets buried in the body automatically as dense, heavy, dark energy, not the light, bright energy that we were made with. You know, a baby's born and they're so bright and sparkly, everybody goes, oh, look at that bright, sparkly little baby. It's because they haven't held onto any negative stuff yet. And it also can get into our subconscious track, which is my psychology background, and cause automatic subconscious patterns, which plows more heavy density into us. So with that as a background, if we can source, which is what I do in my work through regression therapy and inner child work and so forth, regress and find out what we're holding on to and at what levels of first time was that we held on to it, the root cause, the seed cause, we then have, first of all, a discovery. That's not enough to heal. That's what traditional psychology does, and it enlightens you. But what we need to do is then shift it. And one of the most powerful ways that I've learned through my spiritual energy healing and my experience in this area, and how I've been trained and guided, one of the most powerful shifters of energy is the use of colored light energy. Getting to your topic, I just wanted to give a context for it. Sound's also a powerful shifter. Forgiveness is. There's a lot of ways to shift. But, for instance, violet energy has the property, the vibrational property. Each, you know how there's seven notes of a scale that has vibration. There's also seven different colors of the spectrum of a rainbow, for instance, or a light spectrum. And they're all aligned, and there's also seven energy centers in our body called chakras. Well, they vibrate. So different colors have different vibratory properties, and the violet energy happens to be one that can actually transform and transmute dense, heavy energy to light, bright energy. Green, used after the violet, can come in and heal and calm the space. Gold, if used, could bring in healing or strengthening of the space. I could go on with this, but the idea is the different colors have different vibrational properties, and they actually, if you're sitting in meditation state and just invite these different colors in, they can come in and enliven your body in so many different ways. I use them precisely in healing to help shift the energy and transform it and bring the body to a state of health and well-being. And the picture you talked about in the book, I have several of them. I feel that when you're healing or manifesting, and healing is a form of manifesting, you're manifesting health and a transition in your body, so it is a form of manifestation, it's always powerful to draw it out. It brings it into the present. It brings it into reality. So every time I finished one of my deep inner work, inside-out healing sessions, I would come out and grab those colored pencils, and sometimes whatever came out, I just let it come out as an expression of the experience. Or sometimes it was something I saw in the experience or experience. But the one you're talking about is just the energy of the healing that just came out of me after that particular time. And so my book has a lot of these very personal, I'm going to call them very personal journals, excerpts, as well as the diagrams, and I made the decision to share it because I wanted people to know just how intimate and special and personal, and I'm going to get emotional here, just so wonderful it is to have this type of healing experience, and I wanted people to see that, and that's why I brought and shared some of my personal. I'm not an artist by any means, but I just wanted to bring it out there so people could have that experience that I had.
Right. But that's what I was saying is that, like you said, you're not an artist per se, but I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I connected with it. You know, it didn't need to be perfect because I think for me, my perception was what you were displaying with something that it's energy. It's not, you know, it's not meant to be some type of preformed image.
Right.
Because my energy is going to be different from your energy or the next person's energy. It's all in how it emits from us or how we see it or how we feel it. So, you know, I understand. I see what you were trying to relay when I see it. So for our listeners, when you get a copy of her book, you'll understand because it's just, you know, it's there, and if you're following the words in the book, you can actually put yourself there, and then I can almost pick up, you know, the colored pencils and start drawing, you know, what I'm feeling and what you know, is coming from me. And then, you know, just sit back and look at it and find out, you know, where I am and what's going on with me. And I just think that that is just so, you know, neat and fascinating, because these are things that, you know, I would read about and then forget about.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, we're going to get a little further in our conversation, but, you know, I've always been fascinated with the idea of the natural healing, because over the years I've had several major surgeries, you know, on my spine and things like that, and I've been on very heavy medications, and it got to the point where I was tired of medicine, more and more medicine, and I wanted to learn how to control the pains and control the depressive states and things naturally. But, of course, like you said, there was no one place to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to really search. And after a while, I actually gave up my search. I mean,
it's hard work, isn't it?
You know, sometimes you just get to that point where I was just so tired. And having this book now even helps me, because, of course, the pains will never go away fully. You know, there will be days when I'm going to feel the pain. But now I am learning ways to control, I guess, you know, the pain and how it makes me feel. And I need to know that I need to keep that upbeat, positive attitude and keep moving. And usually after a while now, I forget all about the pain. Even though I'm aware that it's still there, it doesn't affect me as much, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. You know, but I wanted to ask you another part of the book, which is actually on the next page after that, which so many people had questions about this, and we're going to talk about crystals,
mm-hmm.
the power of them. I know that for me, I have a gigantic quartz, and at night, some nights I have really bad headaches and things like that, and I will put the quartz either next to me or beneath my pillow, or I'll hold it in my hand, and, you know, maybe it's psychological, but for me, it tends to help. And when I wake up in the morning, I don't have that debilitating headache, or if it's still there, it's not as severe. And a lot of times, the crystal would be burning hot. Now, I don't know why, and it's not because I'm, you know, I'm just holding it, because it's almost like sometimes even if it's lying next to me, it's warm to the touch. And I said, you know, maybe there's something to the fact that they can pull that energy and do whatever it is that they do. So if you could touch on how that really works, because I have no clue. I just believe that it does.
Well, yeah, and it's working for you, so that's good. Like the light energy or like sound, crystals also have a vibrational property. Everything, let's just take a step back and say everything in this whole planet is energy. We're made up of molecules of energy. We like to think of ourselves as this, you know, body, but if you break down the body, and we learned this in, you know, science class a long time ago,
right?
You know, we're just a bunch of little molecules of energy. So is the air we breathe, so is the trees, the plants, everything. Well, crystals have been studied and tested over time, and they have different vibrational properties, and different crystals can amplify and help you in different ways. They have the property to help you just by being near you, or when you wear them, have them touch your skin. Supposedly, that brings even a higher benefit because it's coming in contact with you. you also could set intention with your crystals and ask it to help you accomplish something. Crystals have an energy that could respond to that. It's called programming your crystal. So there's a lot of ways that you can work with a crystal, but your crystal quartz that you're talking about is a really powerful stone. And one thing that it does is it's a big stimulator of the immune system. So if you're not feeling good, if you have health problems, just having that with you can really help out. Just as an example, an amethyst, which is a stone I like to work with a lot, helps you actually transform and transmute negative energy. And it actually can absorb it helps absorb it from your body or from your environment. I like to have that crystal, a big one, in the healing space when I'm working with healing, as an example. So there's different crystals that have different properties. And if you study it, just like the different ways I talked about the different light energy, you can use them differently. If someone is scattered a lot and they need grounding, a lot of people like to hold on to or have with them a hematite stone, which is excellent for grounding. Also, tiger eye is good for grounding, too. So these are all tools to assist you with your life and to help you with your natural healing or to stay healthy or to help you make a better spiritual connection. And all of healing is spiritual. All of life is spiritual anyway, so that's all good. But I will go back and say, if you really want to address something fully, the root cause work at the inside the body, doing the inside out work, is really critical for that. And all these other things support that to happen as quickly and as efficiently as possible. These are all tools that you can use. That's how I like to look at it. So yes, and, I'm not surprised that the crystal might help your headache. To answer your question, I'm not surprised.
You know, it was odd that we were talking about this, and then, of course, I'm still going through the book as I'm listening to you talk, and I saw that you had you spoke about a client who had her chronic neck pain, which is kind of sort of what I'm talking about. It radiates from the neck up to my head and so forth, and I think it's healing in the present moment. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you had spoken about, which I think most people could relate to, was the fact that we tend to bury those thoughts or emotions about, you know, the people or things who are, as the adage says, pains in the neck. So,
yeah.
You know, and I said, wow, you know what, that's it. That is so true. You know, maybe that's it, because I can wake up and say, you know, I'm underneath stress about this or that or this person or what's going on. And, again, for our listeners, this is what it's all about, that finding that natural cure and that natural foundation for you to alleviate some of your ailments and issues without running to a doctor, getting more medications that sometimes, I know I was on some medications for my severe asthma. I have really bad asthma, and I take, you know, 4 or 5 medications, and some of them have pretty bad side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the answer that I always get is the benefit outweighs the risk. So even though this could be potentially harmful and toxic to my body, as long as it helps me, it's okay. But in the unfortunate incident, if it doesn't, then that's, you know, oh, well, now you're going to get very, very ill or possibly, you know, die. So, you know, it's so interesting that people totally overlook, you know, everything that you've done all this research for on natural healing. And for our listeners, I always like to use the example that if you ever in the spring and summer, grow your own fruits and vegetables. Go out and pick something from your vine, from your tree or whatever, and taste it. And then go to your local grocer and pick the same thing and taste that. And there's a remarkable difference.
Oh, yes, there is.
You know, and I always tell people, use that as an example, because every year I have a garden. I have two peach trees, an apple tree. You know, I grow, of course, my vegetables, peppers and strawberries, things like that. And the taste of these fruits and vegetables is so different. And it doesn't have all of those pesticides, and everything that I use is organic and it's natural.
Good for you.
You know, I just love it. So,
and your body's worth, and your body's worth it. Well, you know, I had a client that came to me about 6 or 7 years ago, and she said she heard me talk publicly, and she sort of filed it away, and then she called me, you know, when she had this thing happen to her. She came and she goes, well, I was told I had high blood pressure, so the doctor put me on high blood pressure medicine, and he said, you're going to have to take this for the rest of your life, but it will keep a lid on things. And she goes, so I gladly took it, even though I knew I had to take it for the rest of my life, because I just don't keep it under control. And she said, but she said, within about 2 or 3 days of taking it, I started getting depressed. And this woman was in her late 60s, and she goes, I've never felt depressed in my life. It's not part of my profile. So after a while, it didn't go away, so I went to the doctor, and he goes, oh, yeah, well, that's one of the known side effects of the blood pressure medicine. Here, take this for your depression. So she went, and she took that for her depression, and then she started to get nauseous all the time. So then she went back to the doctor. This is in the true story. It's what she told me, not my experience, hers. She went to the doctor, and he says, well, here, take this for your nauseousness. And she said, all of a sudden it clicked in, and I said, what am I doing to myself? And right. She said, I remembered you talking, and I pulled out your number, and she goes, I'm here, and I want you to help me with my blood pressure. And we did two sessions with her. I did two sessions on her, and we got to the root cause of her blood pressure. And her blood pressure, which was high, actually started going low. It's because she was on medication to take it low, but what I did actually brought it back to normal. And the doctor says, well, I think we need to lay off of it for a while. And it's been normal ever since. She hasn't had to go back on it. Now, what I'm telling you that because I'm acknowledging that the different mixtures of medications sometimes can play havoc. But let me talk about that. Let me talk about the headache thing a little bit, because this is something a lot of people have. Now, if you have a chronic headache problem, usually there's something in there that's causing you to have it over and over again. So looking for the root cause, which is my major practice, is a key thing. So, but separate from that, you know, I'm just going to give some tips here. And your body takes commands from your mind and thoughts. So if you feel unsupported for your whole life, and you're actually giving your body the command that you're not supported, the bones could start degrading, and density could go in the bones, and it could start causing osteoporosis, for instance. If you feel pissed off at someone, it automatically goes in the bladder. If you feel sad and hurt, it's going to go in the heart-chest area. It automatically goes there. So when you hold on to the thought, getting to your conversation, Maria, that person's a pain in the neck, or that person's, you know, aggravating me or whatever, if that's your thought, instead of saying that person's hurting me, then it would go, maybe go to your heart. But if your heart is a pain in the neck, it could get buried in the neck. It very well could. And with the person in this book, the story of that that's powerful for everyone to hear is that we went in and found out that that was her pattern of holding on to it there. And once she realized it and we shifted it, then any time she started getting her migraine neck head pain again, she would stop quietly and say, okay, what am I thinking right now? Is someone being a pain in the neck? And sure enough, it would come up what it was, and as soon as she acknowledged it, it went away because we got at the root issue, and therefore she could do that automatically. Now, if that's too difficult for someone to do, the other thing you can do is just sit and calm yourself as soon as it comes in. Don't let it get too far along. Stop what you're doing. Close your eyes or sit quietly and start doing some breaths from your belly and bring them up into your neck area with your intention. Like in, as you're inhaling with your belly going out, send the inhale to the back of the neck with the word heal. And then exhale back down to the belly. And just sit there quietly and do that for 2 or 3 minutes. And I've told this trick to a lot of people. It takes the edge right off of it. Now, if you don't do it right away and you let yourself get spun up and it starts going into a crochet thing, you might have to sit with your breath a lot longer than that. And everyone could just stop what they're doing for 2 or 3 minutes and do that, even if you have to go to the inside the bathroom and close the door. Sit on the toilet for 2 or 3 minutes if you're in a public place, you can still do that. And there's also foods that you can take that can help with pain and headache pain and migraines and things like that too. So there's a lot of things about it, but hopefully that gave you some more thoughts on that.
It did, and actually I was sitting up here doing the breathing exercise and saying to myself, heal, and you can almost feel like it's a pair of hands massaging the back of your neck when you're letting it out.
Yes.
And it does work for our listeners. It does work.
It does work.
I don't know
and
why,
I was asked,
but it does.
I was asked recently to do a little 10-minute guided meditation for a breast cancer site to help clear out the lymph. And what I did was I worked with having people send the breath with the word clear or open, whatever felt good to them, and I guided them to each of the lymph nodes in their body to send it. And at the end, I finished up with having them feel the energy flowing through their body and the lymph flowing freely and sent some affirmations in. It was a very brief, no more than 10 minutes long. I had several people call me and say, man, that really works. And all I did was guide them to bring their breath with a healing word into the part of the body that needed it and bring it back out. And I supplemented it with some of my toning, which is using my voice for sound therapy, and I used some little bit of colored light energy too. But so it does work, Maria. The breath work with the word is powerful for the body.
Unbelievable. But I was just sitting here listening to you and following your instructions, and it's like, wow. You know, I'll have to do that when the show is over. I may take a nice hot bath and, light some candles and just
good.
Do some breathing. And, it works, people. And I could feel it. And I was just doing it during the time that you were speaking. And I don't know how to describe it, but if you're listening to us now, and for those of you who are listening to the show in the archives, pause the show, do the breathing exercise, just like Alice had said, and see if it works. And, of course, send us a message. Let us know how you felt and what you felt after you were done with maybe a 5 or 10 minute session. And just breathe and see what happens. Because
yes.
It's short.
I think that's a great idea. And if I could add to it, if your issue is not a neck pain or a head pain, but a knot in your stomach or tension in your heart, just use my talking to send the energy to the place in your body that's sensitive to you and work with that in the same manner. So personalize it for yourself.
There you go. And I would love for our listeners to get back with us and tell us your testimony on how you felt. when you try these exercises, and just imagine, this is just small things that we've done in the first half an hour or so of our show this evening. This is an entire book of information that you will find all types of different suggestions and different ways that you can heal thyself, so to speak. So, again, before the show is over, you will know how to reach Alice and where you can pick up your copy of the book, again, because I'm loving this book and I'm still sitting here going back and forward, and every time I will stop at something new, and we will go from there.
And while you brought that up, why don't I just give my website now as well as the end, and that way
yes.
you can just make sure people get it twice if they're interested in looking on the website to learn more about the book or my CDs, too, which can help with guide you in some of this kind of work as well. It's www.healingpath.info. Thanks, Maria.
Great. And, again, we'll be saying this throughout the show, and, of course, I'll have it up on my website as well. And one of the things that we were talking about, just to backtrack a little, was, of course, eating the natural organic foods and things like that. And you have an entire section of different foods and how they help. Where was it? I'm just going to throw some of them out there that most people usually try to eat or do eat on a regular basis. Of course, a lot of times people don't understand the importance or the benefits of beets. I love beets, personally. I know a lot of people that do not, but I love beets. So, you know, that, and I see here, you know, again, that they're good for heart disease, and it helps to normalize blood pressure. So that in itself, because I know a lot of people that suffer from hypertension, I had a bout with that for a while, and as you said, with your other client many years ago, you know, the first medication that they put me on, actually, I had an adverse reaction to it, and my blood pressure was going up.
Mm.
So if I already had gone for high blood pressure, then it made it go up. So they were like, okay, oops, wrong medication. So then I was put on something else, then I was put on something else. So I ended up going for hypertension, and I had one medication. Then that one turned into two. Then that two turned into three. So, again, I understand exactly what you were saying, and now I don't take anything.
Right.
I had to figure it out, you know, how to get this under control. You know, I started working out when I could again because I also had what was, you know, it was stress-induced spikes. So I had to learn how to start a workout regimen, very small, and then work my way up to get, you know, my weight under control and stress levels down, which in turn, and then I tried to find certain foods to help. And again, you know, doing research, you don't really find what you're looking for right away. And then I get discouraged. And then I leave it alone.
Right.
But this book, again, for our listeners, this book has a lot of answers right here. Your search is over. You don't have to run around looking for answers yourself because this book pretty much covered so many things. you could spend the rest of this year and probably, you know, a good portion of next year just going back and forward in this book, learning something new every time you pick it up.
And I do want to emphasize what you just talked about a little bit more, Maria, for your listeners, and that is food. You know, I went to a macrobiotic counselor. I went to another dietitian. I did my research, and a lot of people recommend different foods for you to eat. But none of them, let me repeat, none of them talked about the healing properties of food. And I studied that. It was a hobby of mine for years. And when I had this health issue, I decided to pull out my old books and start looking at it and trying to update it, because I said to myself, you know, if I'm going to take the time to buy organic, healthy food and prepare it properly and try to have an alkaline diet, why not make it be the food to eat that can best support my health issue or prevent known health issues that I might have in my family, speaking for someone else, or just to maintain health? And it's just amazing. I have lots and lots of foods listed with their healing properties, and then to make it easy for people, I've cross-referenced it so that by health issue, I've listed foods that someone can eat that would help them in their working with a particular health issue. For, just as an example, let's say someone knows someone that wants to heal prostate problems or prevent them, or has that themselves. Some of the foods that would be really great, number one, pumpkin seeds are known to be wonderful for that. Winter squash, turmeric, which is a spice. I'm just listing a few. There's more. Spinach, seaweed is good for that. Miso soup is good. Beans and lentils, broccoli, garlic. Those are all foods that if you read about them and understand how they can help that issue, you would say, gee, why don't I just incorporate these in my diet on an ongoing basis, you know? And I did that with the cancer situation. Every food I ate contributed to either fighting cancer, preventing cancer, healing cancer, or boosting the immune system, or, you know, helping boost the antioxidant benefit to my body, anything that would help with that health issue. And I feel, although personally the most important part of healing to me is what I've already said, the inside-out healing, the spiritual, mental, emotional connection to the body, second in my mind is learning about how food can be your friend. You could actually make your pharmacy your refrigerator and your pantry. You know, if you understood it enough and you had people like look at it and they go, oh, Alice is opening her witch's cabinet. They just make that fun. Because I have a little cabinet that I open up that I have different teas and different little herbs and, you know, different supplements. And if there's a particular issue that they're having or I'm having, I'll say, here, why don't you try taking this? Because it's become my way of being, and it seems to work.
I believe it. I honestly do. And, you know, I'm just looking through the book and you break it down. For instance, you know, you talk about lettuce and how it helps to, well, romaine lettuce specifically, and it helps to prevent colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, people, these are foods that so many of us eat as a daily part of our regular staple anyway. A lot of times maybe you can add a little more, or it just, you just have so many good ideas in here, and you break it down as to, and a lot of these foods I eat anyway. So, hey, okay, I'm really fighting off some of these cancers and things. But kale, you know, and broccoli. You say also see broccoli, but it boosts the body's detoxification enzymes to clear carcinogenic matter.
Broccoli is a powerhouse vegetable as far as I'm concerned. You know, I think that has a lot to offer, that one.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Lowers risk of cancer and helps to reverse cancer, stops breast cancer cell proliferation, including cancer and estrogen-sensitive breast cells, which the estrogen-sensitive, I've had a few guests who, I believe that's what it's called, the type of cancer that they had was something estrogen.
Receptive.
I don't know. Yeah.
A lot of breast cancer is related to estrogen feeding it, which means it's estrogen sensitive, which means when
mm-hmm.
people take extra hormone supplements or when we eat meats and so forth that have hormones in them.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, there's other ones in the book that I could go through where we could get it. We could be putting additional hormones in our body that could be to our detriment. Because it can feed. A lot of breast cancers are estrogen fed. And mine was too, and so, you know, eliminating soy products was one of the biggest things that I stopped. Boom, because that is known to be estrogen. And please read the book under the section on soy, because there's a lot of people that feel soy is not healthy for you anyway. You have to do your own research. Fermented soy is fine, but unfermented soy has other known health risks potentially. So that's another thing to be cautious of, besides the estrogen. But once again, I always invite people to do their own research.
Of course. But my interest now is that estrogen based, I guess, cancer, because I'm hearing it more and more every time I talk to women who have just found out or something like that. It is important for me. I learned years ago I had started reading labels on everything. You know, I wanted to know where these meats or fish or vegetables came from, you know, and did my research on what these companies do or these countries do, what type of pesticides they use or what,
mm-hmm.
what they're actually feeding, you know, these animals and things like that, because something is estrogen, people, is something that we don't think could have the potential to be so detrimental to our health. But it is, and you add foreign, you know, hormones and things like that and into the mix, it could, I guess, you know, it could add to the problem or cause it to.
Right, and I, you know, people can make their own choices and do their own studies, but for me, I choose not to eat any foods from any kind of, I'll just say, protein sources that are not vegetables, that are fed grains that have hormones and antibiotics, because you're putting, you wonder why people are, you know, getting cancer at such a young age. I mean, we're feeding people milk and cheese and meat that are full of hormones and antibiotics. Years ago they didn't put that in the milk and the cows, but everybody's getting it now, and it's, and the soy too is a concern. So, you know, just for me, whether my research is correct or not, I just clean that out of my diet. I don't eat any of that. I eat wild-caught fish. I eat organic eggs. I eat fermented soy and seeds and nuts. And you know what I mean? I just don't eat that other stuff because I don't want to take the risk of putting that stuff in my body. It's not natural.
And I think that, you know, even when I was much younger than I am now, you know, I used to sit I wasn't much for going outside, so I'd watch all these documentaries and things. And even when my son was younger, I breastfed. And the minute that I switched from, you know, weaned him off of the breast to the formulas and things like that, first and foremost, he couldn't drink the regular, so I had to give him soy because the regular, his poor body, oh, it took him through some major changes. So that was the first problem. But once we introduced all of these man-made or enhanced products into our system, everything changes. And the first thing that I noticed was how his bowel movements changed from what he was doing when he had the breastfeeding to when he went on formula.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute that I changed to that, you know, he became really bound up and, you know, he couldn't go. And, you know, it was just so hard to watch him being that uncomfortable as an infant. But, you know, I learned years ago that this is not good.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 26 now, going on 27. So for me, I knew that I had to develop some type of a green thumb and try to stay away from fast foods.
Good for you.
To this day, I'm not a big fan of fast food. You know, that stuff is just, you know, that's just something terrible waiting to happen, no matter how good it tastes.
Right.
It's just not healthy.
It's not healthy at all. And, you know, if God wanted us to eat, you know, God made the planet with all that we need on it to sustain ourselves. And he didn't put McDonald's out here, you know. We created that ourselves.
This is true, but you know, but people would
back
prefer.
Back to the basics.
And then they'll wait. Even for me, I don't know whether you would agree with this, but I always make turkey burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people don't know the difference. I'm like, you do realize this isn't beef, but you know, they have no clue until after the fact. And, you know, sometimes it's organically, you know, raised and
mm-hmm.
and all of that. And people, I think that it's more of, you know, some type of a media play on this that it tastes better if it's beef from this particular eatery or that eatery. But sometimes if I have dinner parties and things, or especially when I do spaghetti with meat sauce. You know, first of all, they don't know that the spaghetti that I'm using is whole wheat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they don't know that the meat sauce is made from turkey or chicken as
right.
opposed to beef. And they don't know if it's organic or, you know, this stuff that's been pumped up with all types of hormones and things. So until you tell people, usually they don't notice the difference, you know, if it's prepared a certain way. So for a lot of people and our listeners, for you, some of you that are sitting up here, no, it doesn't taste the same. A lot of times you wouldn't know until someone informed you that what you were eating is not what you would normally eat. So give it a chance. Buy the
yeah,
book.
And I also would like to add that You can have fun cooking and preparing foods with natural, like, herbs and spices and healthy oils and stuff like that. And you can make food that's extremely tasty and exciting to eat. It doesn't have to
oh,
be
yeah.
boring to eat healthy.
No, it doesn't. And I happen to like the way that my food tastes.
I'm glad you do.
You know, but others do too, and they have no idea that, you know, a lot of the things are either straight from the garden, while some people do notice that there's a more robust flavor or something like that, and I'm like, yeah, that's because I just picked it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, for our listeners, we are here with Alice McCall. She is the author of Wellness and Wisdom, a reference book for natural health and healing. This book is a must-have. You know, you don't have to sit and read it every single day. If you do not want to, I would suggest that you do, because there's something in it that you can learn every single day that will help you health-wise. And this is not just, you know, physical. This book is full of information that can help you heal your mind, body, spirit. And as we all know, once that's healed, it's all very good for the soul.
Exactly.
Wonderful book. Gosh, I'm still flipping pages. Oh, goodness. It's just, we can get into, you said that you used organic eggs and things like that. Something, you know, one of the things that people say is that it's not, these types of things are not readily accessible to them. Now, you know, depending on where I shop, there are some things that are organic. And then some people squawk about you have to pay a little extra money for some organic items. But my question to them has always been, if this can be beneficial in your fight against getting something like cancer in any form, because there's something out there to help combat almost every type of cancer out there, to my knowledge. So for me, I don't mind paying that extra. And then, of course, they can always combat by learning how to grow some of their own fruits and vegetables. So you don't have to go to the store for that.
Well, it's like if you realize what you're doing, that every time you eat food that's not organic or naturally grown, whatever words we want to use here, you're putting toxins and pesticides and hormones and antibiotics in your body that actually can play havoc with it. It can really cause a real dump to your immune system, make it sluggish, not effective. It can get into your different organs and slow them down. I mean, why would we want to do that? I mean, our idea is that we want to be healthy and vibrant and, you know, for as long as we live and age well as we age. Why would we want to directly put things into our body that are harmful? That's my question. So if it costs, you know, 15 or 20 cents more for an item because it's organic, to me, Maria, I'm worth it. My body's worth it. That's how
exactly
I feel about it.
And I was about to say, you know, a lot of these toxins that we're putting in our bodies do age us as well, and you had just brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that a lot of times the healthier that we eat and the more healthy things we put in our bodies, it can help our skin to look better. We look
yes.
more radiant. Not to add that we're helping to combat and protect our inside. So, again, it goes back to when we first started the show, healing from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
In so many different ways, because it can also help you have healthy nails, healthy hair, you know, skin, you know, blemish free. You know, a lot of times
a good energy level.
Good energy levels,
mm-hmm.
things like that. An all around good sense of energy and aura, period. And you'd be surprised how that positive and that healthy energy can emit not just for you and from you, but it also can emit to other people and things. And, you know, there's something to be said because everything in this world is connected. And we're not necessarily meant to be here making all of these chemical mixtures and combinations. We don't necessarily need all of that. And there are ways that nature made it so we could heal ourselves naturally. Because you have to remember something. Yes, there were many illnesses many, many years ago. We learned about that in history. But I do believe that when people got cuts and things back in the days of old, as they say, they would use salt and other natural items to combat infections and things. So, again, we have to remember, look back at our history, and then come forward. And as much as people have made medicines and things to combat illnesses, they're also natural products that nature made that can do the same.
Without negative side effects.
The same effect.
Without negative side effects.
Exactly, because it's nature. It's part of us. It comes from, we're all, again, part of the life cycle. And if I can eat carrots on a daily basis or several times a week, and that will help me combat breast cancer as opposed to me taking medications or having to go through chemotherapy and all of these types of things, which then I lose my hair, I get nauseated, I get sick, it messes up my skin, then I would choose carrots opposed to, you know, all of these things that makes me feel even worse, even though they claim that they're helping me get rid of the cancer. Well, it got rid of a lot more things in my life too. So, you know, this, again, this book is full of so much good information. And it's not like you can eat one bowl of carrots and you're going to be cured. This is natural, so you have to get into a routine and a regimen of eating
It's a lifestyle choice.
Yeah. If we make the if we take as much time to invest in our health and well-being as we do to make that quick fix to stop off at a fast food restaurant or run to a doctor for every ache and pain. You do the math, people. I mean, do the math, listeners. And
I want to talk about that for Maria when you talk about that. At some point, too, since it's Breast Cancer Month, we want to talk a little bit about breast cancer, too. But in the end of my book, I talk about the finances. And people say, well, everything that you talk about is usually not covered by insurance, and therefore I can't afford it. I kept receipts for everything that I did. I did everything holistic, everything, you know, and I included my food, which people wouldn't include, but I did that as an expense. I listed it all down, and at the end of the day, if I had done the protocols that I was told to do, and they wanted to remove my left breast, the lymph nodes under my left arm, do chemotherapy, radiology, and perhaps hormone treatment, and I thought that was quite a severe recommendation since it was fairly early detection, but that was what the gold standard was that they were recommending. Anyway, that's beside the point for this discussion right here. If I was to do them, and if my insurance covered most of it and I only had, say, a 20% copay, and I figured that all out, what I spent, including my food, which people won't include for their things because you have to buy food anyway, I spent less than 25% of what my copay would have been.
Right.
For doing those treatments. And I have, my breast is intact, my lymph nodes are intact, I don't have the harmful chemo and radiation in my body and the toll that would take on me. And I'm very,
right.
I'm very grateful for that. I'm very, very grateful. Now, I'm not telling people what they should choose, my suggestion is just be educated and know that there's things that you can do and that you shouldn't be afraid if you have to pay out of pocket. Because if you can pay three sessions with someone like me to help you get at a root cause and heal a serious issue, as an example, and therefore it goes away, isn't it worth it? Than having to take medicine for the rest of your life or maybe have surgery or some of the other things that you have to do? I think yes, but...
Right.
So I just wanted to reinforce what you were saying there.
Right. We're going to, although we have about 19 minutes of on-air time, of course, for all of our listeners, you'll be able to hear the show in its entirety when it archives as soon as we're over. So it'll probably run over our 19 minutes. But, and of course, for those listeners who have called in and who are in our call query, of course, if you have a question or comment, you can press 1 on your phone, and that will let us know that you have a question or comment for Alice. And, of course, for any of our listeners, our number is 646-478-4726. But again, I was looking at the back of the book, and it's odd that once again I found something that I can relate to. You had a someone who had a report for their, on their cervical spine.
Yes.
And for me, I actually
That was a diagnosis of MS, yes. I know the one you called.
I had C5, C6 discectomy with instrumentation and fusion.
Oh.
That's yeah, so I saw this and I'm like, okay, here I am. I'm finding it a little bit late, but, you know, again, there's information in here that I can use to help with, because even though I had the surgery, as most people know that have gone through this type of surgery, you just replace one set of pain and discomfort for another set. So for me, you know, I can find ways now to help alleviate some of my discomfort naturally, because for a long time I was on Vicodin 750, Flexeril, I had, you know, things for the muscle to relax, things for pain. And, you know, I was on some pretty heavy medications. At one point, the doctor had even given me OxyContin.
Mm.
So if any of the listeners knows about OxyContin, for me it was this cute little teeny tiny orange pill. I took one. I think I woke up a day later. I was nauseated. I was sick. I proceeded to get up, take the entire bottle, and get rid of them. And I told the doctor, don't you ever write me a prescription for something like that again in life. That was the absolute worst experience. So I had to find something other than taking all of these medications, because I didn't realize I was ill-informed, that some of the medication that I was on, long-term usage, would cause an adverse effect on the liver.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you know, I had to be weaned off of all of these medications, and I did. I went through the withdrawal symptoms and everything because I was on heavy, heavy medication. And I was taking them day in and day out just because I didn't want to feel that pain and that discomfort. And it was easier for me to pop a pill, you know, than to look for something that was just natural. And it didn't even cross my mind because, again, that quick fix caused more long-term problems in the end. So for me, this book is like, you know, heaven sent, because there's so many things in it that I can use to help heal myself and to alleviate my pain. And for those listeners who have just joined us in the call query, We're here with Alice McCall. She's the author of Wellness and Wisdom, a reference book for natural health and healing. This book is full of information that you can use to find different ways that you can help to heal yourself from within outward. It's full of information on foods and vegetables and things that you can use to help combat many different types of ailments and illnesses. And, of course, with this being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, this book was inspired. Alice was inspired to write this book because of her journey with breast cancer. And we're going to get into that now because, again, in our last few minutes, as I said, I wanted you all to really, and Alice, you know, she did so much research on this book. And as she had said earlier, that so many people, you know, people get into your story of your illness and what you went through and this and that, but Alice's her whole objective was to share all of the information that she took a lot of time to gather and put together in this book for you. But I know, Alice, that this is a wonderful story within itself because you have journaled basically how you combated and you won your battle against breast cancer without going through what most people would put themselves through, which is, again, all of the surgeries and or the chemo, and of course, you may even lose your breast in the end in some cases. So talk a little bit, you know, or a lot about that, actually, and tell me what it was like.
Well, like any person, it was scary, and as much as I made the choice to do what I did, which was to embark on my own path of natural healing, you know, I had my ups and downs with it and my worries and fears, but what I found to be very important to me during this journey was to stay in really strong spiritual alignment with my Creator, with God, and to trust that I was on the right path and that this was going to work out for me. Now, I want everyone to know that I have a practice as a transformational energy healer. So I do know what I'm doing related to finding the inside cause of health issues and transforming it. So that didn't mean it was less scary because I help other people do it, but here I had to be, you know, the healing facilitator and the patient at the same time. So I would say my keeping on my spiritual path, trusting and believing it was so, and not letting any fear or worries come in was absolutely critical to me. Also critical to me was trying to make myself laugh, be joyful, because I know that laughter and joyful energy is the vibration that heals. So even though that sounds contrary, gee, I'm sick, I've been diagnosed with cancer, I'm going to rent movies and laugh every night for 3 hours, it actually is a better prescription for healing than a lot of medicines could be. But anyway, my three priorities for my healing journey were doing the inner work of finding out what the root cause of my health issue was. My book has extracts from my journal about some of my experiences and my drawings, my spiritual drawings, as we talked about earlier. The second priority was diet and nutrition, which we've talked a lot about. The third priority was getting lots of sleep. Your body can't heal itself and renew itself while we're running around multitasking. We need to sleep for the body to heal. And a lot of important bodily functions only occur when your body is sleeping. So it was hard for me because I still had to support myself, but I had to cut back and allow myself. And this is very hard for all of us people that, you know, push and we're doers and we get out there and get things done. Had to allow myself to sleep more, and my body really responded to that. And if I had to have a fourth priority, it was making sure that I did a lot of breathing work, like in meditation or just doing deep breathing to oxygenate my my body. So there's a lot of things in my book that I did, but there's only 24 hours in the day. So if I had to do three or four things each day, is I needed to be aligned with God and do my spiritual inner work. I wanted to eat right. I wanted to get lots of sleep, and I wanted to make sure I was giving my body the oxygenation it needed. And I found through this journey of going inside and healing myself and I had some patterns of betrayal that I discovered that were buried in my breast, that is well documented in the book, that I transformed with light energy and some of the things we talked about before. I found that once that was done, I was vibrating at such a lighter level. It was dense, heavy energy I was holding on to there, and I became lighter and brighter. And so even though I had this diagnosis, I was feeling more joyful and lighter, and people even noticed it. They're like, oh, my, you look really light and joyful. You know, what's going on with you, kind of thing, even if they didn't know what was going on with me. So I find that inside every healing issue, there's a gift. There's a gift that you get to know more about yourself, what you're holding on to, what are some of your patterns that you need to shift. It gives you a better relationship with God. It makes you feel stronger in that, and it lightens you up. So after a while, nothing gets to you anymore. And so to me, this journey ended up being a wonderful gift. Now, in my process, Maria, within 4.5 weeks of me doing my inner work in a meditation state, shifting the energy that I found that needed to be healed, and doing direct body work on my body, which is explained in the book very carefully, I felt the energy in my breast go dormant. And I knew, even though I couldn't prove it, I knew that the cancer was shifted, because before, you know, women know their bodies. Before, it was that part of my body was always warm. It was inflamed. If I got a little stressed out or nervous or emotional, it swelled up, and I could feel its presence. It was always there. I was always wanting to touch it because I could feel it like being active in there. Right. And once I got through my 4.5 weeks of doing that intense, I call it inner work, inside-out work, I felt the energy go dormant. It just was flat. But I couldn't prove it until I learned about a thermogram. Do you know about a thermogram, Maria?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay, let me just explain what that is. A thermogram is a healthy alternative to a mammogram. And I didn't want to go get a mammogram because I didn't want to put something inside of my body, radiation, that could cause cancer to be worse. But I wanted proof or a status of what was going on. And when I learned about a thermogram, it is a technology that is that doctors and medical community know about, and they must acknowledge because the process is reviewed by medical doctors, but they don't necessarily recommend it. It's a digital scan that scans through heat sensitivity. Diseases like cancer, for instance, is held in the body as heat. That's why I felt it so inflamed. And so it shows up on the screen in different colors. White is the hottest, red is next, then orange, and then blue and green is healthy, cool colors. Well, I went in. I had to wait from 4.5 weeks for another two and a half months till I learned about the thermogram, and I went in, and my left breast was totally green, blue, cool energies, no heat there, no signs of any heat or inflammation or cancer. And I've gotten this test done repeatedly since that time, and it's remained the same. And I firmly believe that people should research this as a healthy alternative for screening because it's not invasive, and it's a much earlier detector of cancer than the mammogram. But that is when I found out, and, oh, man, I was thrilled. What I knew from before was true, but I finally had proof. So I just was overwhelmed. And the interesting thing is that even though the inside out of the lump changed, the lump actually stayed with me for some time. And I wanted that lump out of there, even though it wasn't cancerous anymore. It wasn't healthy to have it there. So I kept learning more things and worked with some detoxing and, you know, learned more about different protocols, which are all in the book. And it caused me to keep learning and learning, so I had more information to put in the book, which was part of my journey. But I want to give another example of, I've worked with a lot of women who have breast cancer, and I've worked with a lot of other cancer in my practice, prostate cancer, lung, vaginal, uterine, brain, spinal, several different kinds of cancer. But I want to give one story of a woman by the name of Yvonne. She, in honor of Breast Cancer Month, so I'm not the only example of, around this. She had her cancer removed through surgery, and she had the protocols. And 2 months later, she felt the lump growing back in exactly the same place. She found out about me through someone telling her about what I did, and she called me, and we had a session together. And she had done a lot of spiritual inner work and meditation work in her life. She was in her 70s, but she had never gone to the root cause to find out at the cellular level what she might be holding on to, and she was very excited to do that work. And we had one very long session, and I always wish that it could be that way with everyone, that it was one long session would do it, but with her it was miraculous and it happened this way. And in it, the thing that we uncovered, not to tell the whole story, but the theme that was going with her issue, part of mine was betrayal, hers was shame. And the shame that was held in the breast, I knew also would probably be in the thyroid and in the kidney, because that's where we hold that energy. So when we did the healing, Maria, we brought the healing into all three places. And the thyroid is also near the throat, so brought it in there as well. And after the session was done, she opened her eyes, she looked at me, she had this big excited grin on her face, and she goes, oh boy, I think I'm going to be able to go to the bathroom. And she got up and she went to the door and she went into the bathroom and closed the door, and I thought to myself, wonder what that's about. So she came out, she goes, I know you think I'm crazy, but I've had painful urination for 9 years, and I knew the moment I came out of that session that I was going to be able to go to the bathroom without pain, and I just did. And you know what? My throat's always been scratchy. Scratchy, scratchy, and sore, but now it's not. And I said, well, you might recall from the work I did that I brought the healing energies into those other parts of your body. She goes, yes. I said, well, tell me about your breast. What's going on there? She goes, it's tingly, it's tingly, it's tingly. I said, good tingly or bad? She goes, oh, no, it's good. I can feel the energy moving. I said, all right, well, keep me posted. 2 or 3 days later, she calls me, and she goes, it's gone. I can't feel the lump. I'm digging for it. It's not there. And it's been 3 years, and I talk to her about every 4 months just to check in, and it still hasn't come back. So the work I'm talking about in terms of going to the root cause and doing that work is so important for total healing. And everything else that Maria and I talked about tonight is key to help feed your body to heal as quickly and as completely as possible.
We have about 21 seconds left in our on-air show, but everyone stay right where you are. We're going to go into our after show, and we'll be back in about 10 seconds. So, Alice, stay right here, and all of our listeners, stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome, everyone, once again. This show was so informative that we are now into what's called our after show. For all of our listeners, of course, you may hear the show in its entirety when it archives after we end. But, you know, we had ended with you telling a story of one of your former the people that you had worked with, or clients in the past. And what a great story, because I wanted to backtrack a little bit, because you were speaking about the colors and the light energy and things like that. For our listeners, this is not something that, you know, some people may be thinking, you know, this is so unbelievable. But I'll give you a classic example. People in Alaska discovered the advantages of light, light itself, meaning light energy, meaning having light, because they go through the 6 months of darkness, and a lot of times they fall into depression and other very negative states. So by them using a specific light, I believe it has the UV rays or something like that,
mm-hmm.
It helps their body to change and heal. And they feel better about their outlook on life and how they feel, and everything is different. And I think, again, I had posted on Facebook. And again, of course, if you all would like to keep track of, I'm sorry, that was my old show, Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio, you can like us on Facebook. You can do a search for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. And again, Alice, before we continue to our last few moments, could you again tell people how they can reach you and how they can get a copy of this wonderful, wonderful book?
Absolutely. I would love to. My website is HealingPath, HealingPath .info. And I'm told that I have a very good website. People enjoy it. It's a wealth of information. I invite you to cruise it, because besides information on the book and some of my CDs, I have a monthly inspirational thought article. And they're archived back from 4 years. Some of them are very good information. A lot of people just like to scan through that and pull up things that are relevant to them, you know, at any given time. Past TV and radio interviews that I have done is archived on there. There's information about my services, client testimonials. There's a lot of good stuff. But I would like to share with your listeners, Maria, that 70% of my business is done over the phone with people all over the United States. So if you're listening to this and you feel that I could help you or help someone you know, don't hesitate to contact me, even if I don't live in your own hometown. I've worked successfully with, someone who had 11 years of Crohn's disease, who lived in San Diego, prostate cancer in New Orleans, irritable bowel syndrome, someone who had it their whole life, and this gentleman was in his 70s until he worked with me, and he lives in Alabama, warding off impending knee surgery with a woman in Manhattan. I could go on, you get the idea. So I'm just opening up, and even if you're not sure you want to work with me, I would be glad to get an email or a call from you. My contact information is on my website, and we can just talk, and I can tell you more about what I do or some ideas that might help you with whatever it is that you're dealing with.
I think that what you're doing is wonderful. I'm a big fan of natural healing from the inside out, like you said, and I was thinking about what we were going to do next year for our Women's Summit, and I would love to probably either invite you here or we could come, because I think I said that you were in Florida, but you are still in Florida, or you've relocated closer?
I just recently relocated to North Carolina. I have no problems traveling, though. That's not an issue for me. I would be delighted to. I love to speak and share information. My passion is to share and teach, and I am guided spiritually that is my job to do in this lifetime anyway. So that's what I'm about. If there's an opportunity for me to share what I know and to help people heal or grow spiritually, either one, I'm all for it, Maria.
Yeah, we'll have to talk. Maybe a good women's retreat. And nice natural healing, just a nice natural retreat. I mean, have everything organic, everything that we eat, everything that we do. Oh, yeah, we have to get together for that.
Absolutely. We can do some nice guided healing meditations.
Yeah.
We can do some nice breath work. We can practice some of the techniques that we talked about here today, and we could do a lot of good things.
I think that would be great. So, again, for all of our listeners, of course, at this point, you'll be hearing this in our archives, but be on the lookout for this. Again, before we end this, of course, Alice will give you all of her information again, and, of course, you can find us, Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio, on Facebook. You can like us there so you can keep track of everything that we're doing. And, of course, I'll keep you posted on our progress and what Alice and I will decide to put together for our 2011 Women's Retreat, which I think would be a great, great function for us. And I think it would be a wonderful healing experience across the board. And before we go, Alice, I want to thank you so much for being here tonight, and I'm sure that I'll have you back again because I'm not even done going through the book. And but we'll definitely get together and work on, our 2011 Women's Retreat for Healing Through Hurt. And I'll get together my crew and my ladies, and we'll put this together, and I think it would be wonderful.
I think it's a great idea, Maria, and I'm all for it. And I want to thank you for having me on the show. I enjoyed it very much. And I also invite your listeners that if they're listening to this show and they know a friend or a family member or a coworker that they think can benefit from the information, don't hesitate to share the link so someone else can hear the show too. It's all about sharing and helping each other too.
Oh, yes, and the show will be up, of course, on Healing Through Hurt. It'll be up for some time, and there's a share link there. And feel free to pass it along as many times as you like. And, of course, it will also be up on Facebook, on our Facebook page, so you can find us there as well. And please pick up a copy of the book and pick up a few and give it as a gift. The holidays are coming. And we're in the holiday season for some beliefs and faiths now. So pick up a copy of the book and give it to someone.
You know, I want to reinforce
wonderful.
That, Maria. The last few years, I've had a lot of people that do it, and they said it's been the best gift they have given to friends and family members and coworkers. They said, how many pairs of earrings can you give a girlfriend anyway? But this is the gift of health. And, it's a wonderful thing to give to someone, and people who have received it as a gift have just responded very favorably to it. So that is a really good idea that you're throwing out there.
My goodness, I would have it no other way because, you know, for me, this is just such a wonderful, wonderful book. I want all of the listeners to understand this. This book is just can help you in so many ways, so many ways. And you will not be disappointed. That's all I can tell you about it. And the rest you can find out for yourself and experience it for yourself when you pick up a copy. So I know that it's getting late.
And I just want to add one more time before we go. The copy can be obtained at healingpath.info. That's it.
Healingpath.info.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be sure to put up all of that information on our websites as well. It's already up, but I'm going to put up a live link for you and all of the information, and that way you all will be able to click and go directly to the site and get yourself a copy. And we will be hearing from Alice McCall again very soon. And Alice, I want to thank you again for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. It has been my personal pleasure, and we will be talking soon.
Thank you for having me, Maria. I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you again. And, again, I'll be in touch very soon because I just think that we can take this further and have a wonderful retreat and just do great work and, you know, in a large mass. And
absolutely.
I can't say it enough. I can't say it enough. So you have a safe and blessed evening, and thank you again for joining me this evening.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Good night. I want to thank you all for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. Again, I'm your host, Maria Wall, and I will be taking a break for a while. As Alice had said, sometimes we need to take time out to get a lot of sleep and rest, and I have been called away on a new job assignment, and I have a lot more reading to do for some of our upcoming guests. And as you all know, I do read all of the information that comes in, and so that I can be well informed. And of course, I enjoy allowing you to be able to connect with our show guests. So in the next few weeks, I will be returning with more real people, real stories, real hurt, and real healing. Again, tonight,